Maestro Nance and vocalist Laurie Sandstrom. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Julia.
Now, Bob, will you tell us a little bit about The Peacemakers? What is it all about?
Carl Jenkins, the composer of this, what I first coined as a modern oratorio, but what Carl calls a musical evocation of peace, is a choral orchestral work of the grandest sort, and the texts upon which he wrote 16 choral movements are based on the writings of peacemakers throughout history, to include but not limited to folks such as St. Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, Anne Frank, the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King. I mean, it crosses faith traditions, political lines, continents. So the orchestras not only have a traditional feel because you've got a choral orchestral situation here, it's got some fresh, very modern, contemporary sounds associated with it.
As a matter of fact, the composer, Carl Jenkins, has an interesting musical past, and he's worked in jazz and progressive rock and New Age. How do you think that history influenced the sound of this work?
Oh, very much so, because there are several movements that are totally improvised, and it will feel that way. If you have ever listened to a meditative disc, like if you've gone to get a massage and they have that very peaceful music in there, you're going to hear some of that. You're also going to hear jazz. You're going to hear music that would sound like something you would hear at a Celtic women's concert, with hand drums and a piper and tin whistle. You're going to hear fretless bass, which is a totally jazz instrument, very unique sounding. It sounds like another voice. We put all these together, and it just turned out to be absolutely extraordinary. So, in fact, I know I have a long history, 23 years here in Fort Wayne with this station, WBNI, WBOI. And through the station, I happened to get one of the discs from Carl Jenkins that was a sampler of this work that had just been recorded in January of 2012. And so I listened to some of that, and I read the précis on this, and I thought, we need to do that here. So this is only the second time this work has been done in this country. So Fort Wayne is on the map. This is the Midwest premiere. It's the second time it's been done in the country. Its premiere was in New York with Carl directing back in January of 2012, so right after the work was written. It's had numerous performances throughout Europe and in England from where Carl does his composing. And I'm just proud to bring the work to light here in Fort Wayne. The idea to do this, of course, can be great. Funding it and pulling all the pieces together and having the right impetus to bring it to light takes a lot of a convergence of many things. So I had the idea, but there was just, you know, other things had to kind of come to boil before this would actually come to light. So this idea has been growing for about a year. We got wind at the University of St. Francis, where Heartland is in residence. We are an independent arts organization, but we reside at St. Francis, and we have great connection with young people, which is a very important, to take culture to our young people so that they are going to be the keepers of that culture. We want to share that in the future. So, as you know, it's a Catholic institution, but moreover, a Franciscan institution. And the Franciscan values, one of the principal ones, is peace and justice. And they cycle through their particular tenets, their five basic tenets. They cycle through those every year and emphasize one. And this particular year just happens to be an emphasis among the university community on peace and justice and seeking ways to bring peace and justice in our community. This also comes together with our mayor, Mayor Henry, who had stepped out into the limelight to say that this town has a rich variety of cultural interests, some 17 or 18 different sectarian groups and a number of different races. So we are a much greater melting pot than ever. And his wish was that we start a dialogue. again, another peacemaking focus from our political system here in Fort Wayne.
Lori, what's it like to sing literally the thoughts of these historically powerful peacemakers?
Oh, it's like hearing Sanskrit prayers. If you hear Sanskrit prayers, even if you may not understand the language, there's an energetic that transfers in Sanskrit. I was trained by Buddhists, and even if you don't understand the language, although you will with this, this is all translated into English, thank goodness. But there's a transmission that happens when you're reading sacred text, when you're reading holy words. And the sacred text of the peacemakers is what this work is based on. And so the music comes at you and through you and in you at all these different levels, at an intellectual level, at a heart level, and at a soul level that is yearning. As I look out in the world, I see people yearning for peace, yearning for quiet, yearning for a world that makes sense, yearning for compassion, yearning for kindness. And this work embodies those ideas. So when people come and spend this time with us and listen to this music, those natural gifts that are in every human being are touched and blossomed and grown. We're here to figure out how to get along.
How has this whole experience with Jenkins Peacemakers changed or strengthened your own commitment to promote peace through music?
It isn't about saying, okay, we have to agree. It isn't about that. It's that the music just unites us on wherever we are. And it's okay to be where you are. But at some point, we have to come together because we're in this, there's only one world. You know, if we destroy it, it's done. I don't care if you think you're right or not, it's gone for all of us.
Well, and that peace becomes the most important focus. Peace is more important than being right. Peace is more important than my point of view and opinion. Peace becomes the saving grace. Peace mm-hmm. becomes the only way through the hardest situations. I was so amazed and honored when I was trained in Boulder because the greatest peacemakers in the world come to Boulder. So we got to sit at the feet of incredible people who had incredible things to teach. And you have to teach yourself. We have to teach ourselves. Like Bob is saying, we have to teach ourselves to take the position of peace. It's easier to blame someone else. It's easier to hold on to my position and think that I'm the only one that has the answer.
Well, it's easier to walk away.
And it's easier to walk away.
It's easier to walk away.
It takes bravery.
Yeah.
It takes courage. Mm-hmm. It takes trust in that innate guidance system, whatever that is for you, whatever mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. higher power is for you, to trust that and follow that.
And I think that's the greatest thing about this work is that it unites all faith traditions through music and through the universal message of peace, because we share that. So the peace is predicated on common ground. And not only that, it just really takes you, it transports you. And, you know, even in Fort Wayne, we have unrest and we have violence and issues that face us that we have to deal with. So it not only starts with us individually, but it starts at home. So I think this work, if I walk away with something, is that I had a moment in Fort Wayne's history to say, any work that we can do to affect some peace and tranquility in our community is worth doing. And the University of St. Francis, one of our great institutions, among the ones we have here in Fort Wayne, we have many, they've taken a stand. The mayor of Fort Wayne has taken a stand. And I think, at least in my artistry, I'm going to take a stand too. And I'm dragging everybody with me that I can.
And we're happy to go anywhere you want to go.
Is there a favorite portion within Jenkins Peacemakers that you two share?
It would be the Dove of Peace. It's probably among the most innocent of pieces, and it's just so simple.
And it's a lullaby, and that's what I love about
right.
it.
It talks to the children.
It talks to the children.
To the child in us, mm-hmm. and that wish, you know, what does a child want? They just want to be happy.
Yeah.
Well, then that's the way we'd like to end this conversation. wishing you and all of our listeners a very meaningful day of international peace through the music of Carl Jenkins' Peacemakers. Bob Nance is president and artistic director of Heartland Chamber Chorale, and Lori Sandstrom is the concert soloist. They joined us today in our Fort Wayne studios. Thank you, both of you, for making this time for us.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you for having us.